Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Is this Monique?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Chaya, calling from Family First Home Care. How are you?
I'm okay, and you?
I'm fine, thank you. So I'm just giving you a call to check in how everything is going because I see that you are enrolled in our agency at one point.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago.
Right. So I'm just calling to follow up and see if you're currently with another agency because we currently do offer a higher pay rate for the aides, and we are actually one of the largest agencies in your area. Do
Okay, well,
you?
I have my daughter needs a position.
Oh, okay. And she would like to work for you?
Yes, I
She said yes, she will.
Oh, okay, great. Do you have Medicaid?
Yes.
Awesome. And you currently don't have an aide, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do have an aide with another agency?
Yes.
So you would like to come to us and bring over that aide as well, or just your daughter?
I need to figure that out. You can stop it, please. I'm taking care of a business call. Please don't do that. Okay, can I get, you said your name is who again?
Chaya.
Kaya. Is this your number that I can reach you on the 551?
2677425? Yeah.
I'm at 551-7475.
7475, yep.
Okay, Ken, I have a doctor's appointment on the 28th, so I'm trying to get my hours up.
Okay.
That's
Until
all.
then, we can maybe start the process of, getting you signed up with our agency. Do you know how much your aide is currently being paid per hour?
No, I don't. I think
You
it's
don't.
$13 or something, like 13 something.
13, and how many hours do you have currently per week?
Right now, I have 40.
40? We could actually do much more than that.
Huh?
We can do more than that.
Meaning, what you mean more in what area?
So we can pay higher than $13 an hour.
Okay, and what, now I need to talk to my aide as well. What would you be paying per hour?
Let me check what we could offer. And you're in Philadelphia, right?
Yes.
Okay, sure. Let me just check. Philly County. And you said 40 hours a week, right? 40 hours
I
a week.
was at 63 and they dropped me down to
Oh,
3 hours
really?
per day. Yes. And I just got my hours back up.
Oh, Currently. Okay, let me just see what I could offer you, but definitely better than 13.
My last A was Egger. That was when I was with your company.
Again?
It was Egger when I was with your company.
Oh.
I don't know his last name.
I know it was a while ago, but I just decided, let me go ahead and check if the patient is okay and she's receiving services.
Yes.
Okay, great. And we could definitely have your daughter signed up. How old is your daughter?
She's 20. She's with an
20? Okay.
agency. With an agency now, but I guess she's
She could
trying to get up.
definitely sign up and be paid. Sure, why not? Give me a minute. Would you want to do a conference call with your aide now to see if she would want to go ahead?
Wait a minute, let me see. Hold on,
Sure.
it's technically off work now. Hold on. Hold on.
Sure.
On 1 second. Oh, shoot. What am I doing?
No problem.
Kyra. Miss Kyra.
Yes.
Okay, she'll be right back to the phone. One second.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burns.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. So I just spoke to Monique, and I told her that we're able to offer a higher pay rate if you switch to our home care agency, and we're actually one of the largest in your area. I was wondering if we could go ahead.
Tell me about your place. I don't know anything.
Sure. So how much are you currently? Monique said she thinks you're earning $13 an hour. Is that right?
Right. $13.
Mm-hmm. We can do more. Can I put you on a brief hold just to confirm that, sure. The amount? Yeah?
Sure. I mean, yes.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Sure. Great. Okay. Give me just a quick moment, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so we could definitely go ahead and offer you $14 an hour, which would be quite a big difference on your paycheck.
I'm at 14. I'm sorry, I said 13. I'm at 14 already.
Oh, you are at 14. So how about we do 15?
Huh?
How about we do 15?
If you guys got 16, I'll go with 16.
16? Give me 16? A minute.
Yeah.
Give me a minute. Let me check that. Hold on. Hello?
Yes.
How about we do it at $15.50?
$15.50.
Again? I think that sounds good. No? Again, eventually you're going to come with our agency. Eventually we might be able to talk about higher pay rates. But to start off, how does $15.50 look like?
It's okay. But do you have a sign-on bonus?
We do, yeah. We could definitely offer you, like, a $200 sign-on bonus. Would you like that?
I think about that, you know, because it's only really 50 cents, you know, like.
A dollar or 50 cents, right?
Yeah, so.
Well,
and
if you do
$1.50
and you do 40 hours, it's going to be like a $60 difference on your paycheck, which is quite a lot.
And then you take out for taxes, and we're back right where we started at.
Well, it's still going to be higher. And then we're going to add the $200. Mm. How about $15.75 then?
I mean, you're there. You're right there at 16. You're right there.
Okay. For 16,
understand.
You would do it?
Understand.
For 16, you would do it?
16, yes.
Okay, so let's do 16, and I would do like $150 sign-up bonus. Is that good?
Oh, so you lowered the bonus, okay, in order to get the thing.
Yeah, but again, it pays, right? It pays, right?
It pays. And tell me about your clocking in and out. What's up with that?
So we do that with the app.
The HHA app?
Yeah. How are you currently doing? The app as well?
I'm just calling in. It's not HHA app. I'm called doing a call-in.
Oh, so I believe we have the call-in option as well.
Okay.
So
whatever we prefer
works for you. Okay, that's fine. So can we settle on the 16th?
Yes, we can settle on the 16th.
That's great. Monique, do you want to give me your date of birth so I can pull up your Medicaid information?
Yes, 3/29/1977.
All right. Okay, perfect. I got it here. Aren't you with a waiver program?
Yes.
No, I'm not seeing it here. Pretty weird. You said you should be with a waiver program, right?
Yes, I am. I just redid the thing.
Again?
I just did the renewal. This won't be in effect until October 1st.
Oh, it's going to be in effect October 1st.
Right. They told
me
that
makes sense.
My access card information until then.
Oh, okay. Because I don't see the waiver here, but if you said it's going to be effective in October, that makes sense.
Yeah, October 1st.
Amazing. Okay, so let me go ahead and get your information. And as soon as you want your daughter to start, if you have more hours, then we're definitely going to assist you with that.
You said who's going to start?
No, my daughter is, she wants a job with the company, but this is my caretaker that's on the phone.
Oh, so she wants a job. She wants like a different client from us.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we could do that. Okay. What's the best phone number to reach you, Monique? Is it the number I'm talking to you now?
Yes.
267-716-5907, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Any additional number I can have on file? Maybe your daughter's number?
Yeah, she 215-868-9482.
9482?
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Okay. Any specific case schedule or requirements? That your aide is doing, or just basic medicals and housework?
Yeah, she's helping me. I can barely see right now, so she's helped me with everything with the short hours that I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great.
And she's here overtime majority of the time.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. So if you're going to be approved for more than 40 hours, then she's going to receive time and a half for every hour above 40.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you putting in some more hours?
Yeah, I am. Next week. Yes, I am.
Okay.
So, and your date of birth, you said, is 3/29/1977.
Mm-hmm.
1977. And your Medicaid ID I got here. All right. And you're with Keystone First, correct?
Yes.
So I would do a conference call now with Keystone First and have them send the authorization right over to Family First Home Care. So once you're eligible, you can start right away with us. Right?
Okay.
And then
that's fine. Just you'll send information over. And you need my information also, don't you?
Right. I will need in a minute your name and phone number. First, I want the address for Monique.
2112. Monique.
Yes.
Monique. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. All right. I thought you needed my address. Okay.
I need the patient's address. So that's 2112?
No, 3014.
No, 23. Sorry. I didn't hear.
3014 North 25th Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19132. But I am in the middle of changing my address.
Oh, you're going to be moving?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know when you'll be moving?
Next month. Yes.
Oh, okay. So I guess you'll update your address as we go along. I'm first putting in the 3014 North 26th Street. Okay?
Okay.
So just keep us updated once you move so we can update it in our system. Are there any miners present in your home, Monique?
No.
Okay. Now I'm going to need the aide's name.
Bernadette
My
Wright.
Name?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, Bernadette Wright.
Do you want to spell it for me, please?
Okay, Bernadette. B-E-R-N-A-D-E-T-T-E.
B-E-T-T. B as in boy, E-T-T-E?
Yes, Bernadette.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T.
All right. What about your phone number?
267-259-3878.
3878?
Yes.
Okay, great. And that is all right. All right, so you are all set. I'm going to go ahead and send the authorization, the referral over to our intake team so they can reach out to you. How about I call your service coordinator at Keystone to get the auth sent over to us? Can I do a conference call now?
Bonnie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, she's at the conference. Go ahead, ma'am, you can do it.
Great. So do you have her phone number, or do you want me to look for it?
Who do you need? The service coordinator for Keystone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have her number. Hold on.
Perfect. Thank you.
Wait a minute. No, he has too much stuff over there. It's 215. What's that? 478.
Mm-hmm.
4885.
4885. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do a conference call. Can you hold on just a minute?
Uh-huh.
Perfect.
Destiny Howe with Keystone First Community Health Choices. I am unable to take your call at this time. If you are experiencing a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Please leave a message and I will return your call during my normal working hours, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 p.m. If you require immediate assistance, please call the Keystone First participant line at 855-332-0729. Or our personal care connector line at 855-349-6280. Thank you for your call and have a nice day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Chaya, calling from Family First Home Care. In regards to the patient named Monique Cash, her date of birth is 3/29/1977. I would like you to send the authorization over to our agency. Please give me a call back. My number is 267-551-7475. Thank you, and have a great day. Okay, Monique?
I'm here.
Okay, so I left her a voicemail. I'm going to send her an email as well. So, you know, she could send it over as soon as possible. Do you want me to transfer you right now over to our intake team so they can start to onboard?
Okay. You say Bernadette?
Yes, go ahead. They can go ahead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just checking if she's available to take the call, so give me just a moment. Perfect, she is available. I'll go ahead and turn to be over, all right?
Okay.
Have a great day, and thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.